You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Chris Somerville, General Manager at Wild Earth, a leading Australian-based online outdoor adventure gear store. Mr. Somerville, a pleasure to have you with us today on e-commerce radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be here.
Yes, sir. Great to have you out. Looking forward to hearing all the details on Wild Earth. So for starters, what influences outdoor gear purchases to kick things off today?
Outdoor gear purchases are generally influenced by people's understanding that they're making a decision that's going to affect their comfort and their safety for, you know, whether it's a day hike or an overnight hike, or, you know, if they're doing some mountaineering to Everest or whatever it is. So generally, it's not like fashion where people can, you know, make a decision today and then make another decision next week. The decisions they're making are going to affect their comfort and their safety in the period where, you know, they're taking their big break or their big expedition or whatever they're doing. So things like brand, reputation and trust. So the things that people know about brands and the reputation of the retailer that they're buying from and the people that they, you know, they trust to sell them that gear. And I guess the authority of the person that signed them that gear, that person needs to be informed and all the rest of it. That's easy to achieve in a physical retail environment. But then when you take that online and into e-commerce, you basically have to try and translate that into the e-commerce realm, and that can be a little bit difficult. So particularly with technical equipment, you know, if you're a fashion retailer, you can put your blue t-shirt up and you just call it blue t-shirt and put the price there and people look at it and select their size and away they go. But with outdoor gear, particularly technical outdoor gear, all of the specifications need to be there. All of the features of the product need to be there. The product listings for outdoor gear are really very technical, quite complex. And what's really important to bolster those listings is the reviews that you get. So, you know, products with great reviews by people who've used them out in the field, fantastic endorsements for, you know, whether or not somebody should choose to buy a certain product. So what happens in the physical environment and everything we take for granted when we're communicating with one another in a retail store, translating that online is that's the big challenge, and that's the thing that we're trying to do better every single day.
Tremendous information, and I can't thank you enough. Good stuff there. So tell us on another front, how do you tailor to millennials?
You know, if we go back 5 years, we find, you know, our market particularly was, say, 35 to 60-year-old male, female, sort of about a 55-45 split. And that millennial market was really quite fractured. We would find that the millennials who really understood technical outdoor equipment were really quite easy to get because they saw the value of what we were offering. But the broader market was a little bit more difficult. So the way that we have approached that is through our social channels and also through our brand mix. So we didn't completely alter what we did on, say, Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, but what we did do is we added an extra layer to that that our older customer probably wouldn't get or care for, but that our younger customer, or that you know, the customer that we were chasing, that 25 to 40 year old, would be really enthused and excited about the content that we were putting up. So that's a lot of action sports. That's a lot of you know, just imagery of younger people in these extreme situations, and people really respond to that and they love it. The second part of that then is once they get onto your site, you've got to make sure that, you know, the brands that are in your brand mix actually are the ones that are that are going to appeal to them. So we're very lucky in that a lot of the brands that we represent in Australia are US-based brands, and North America in particular, they are focused, and you have a great youth outdoor market. So a lot of those brands just they're just pitching at that market, whether they realize it or not. And so we're able to tap into that, and we're able to bring those brands into our market and to make them really work for us. So brands like the North Face and Marmot and Black Diamond and all of these great, very well-established brands in our market, we're able to provide those brands to our customer base, and those younger customers really identify with them. So brand and social channels are the key things, I think, when we're talking to our millennial customer.
What's your opinion on influencer marketing, and what platforms can be leveraged the best for the outdoor travel space?
influencer marketing, my opinion to date has been really mixed, but that's been predominantly based on how fashion utilizes influencer marketing. And I think there's just this expectation in fashion that, people just expect that influencers get paid and they come in and they make a comment about, a fashion brand or makeup brand or whatever, and people accept that and they take it and it's all good. But in the outdoor space, I think it comes back to what I was saying, earlier in the interview, where we talked about trust and reputation and all of those things. And so if somebody's going out into the outdoors and, they're putting themselves in a situation where either their comfort or their life potentially could be at risk, they want to make sure that the decisions they're making are the ones that are endorsed, that truly endorsed by people. So where you have influencers that represent your brand, or your stable of brands, because they truly believe that they're the best brands in the market, and they are their choice of brand, I think it's fantastic. I think in our market, what you'll find is that the influencers don't just use something because they're paid to use it. They use something because they truly believe that it's the best product for them and it works the best for them. So, my opinion about influencer marketing has changed. How we tap into it here is the challenge. Many of the influencers that we work with, I kind of figure an influencer is paid, an ambassador is somebody who represents you because they believe in your brand and your products. So we tend to have ambassadors, and they're people that we support with gear, but they're also people that go out and they'll engage with our customers in the field, and they'll make recommendations about the products they're using and that they've always used because they truly believe that they're the best products available to them right now.
Fantastic information so far today. We're joined by Mr. Chris Somerville, the general manager at Wild Earth, a leading Australian-based online outdoor adventure gear store here on e-commerce radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Somerville, what was a recent successful sales and product strategy that you could share to kind of give our listeners a good feel of the success that they could expect for the same endeavor?
This is the thing that excites me most, particularly in the e-commerce space, because it's always changing and it's fraught with problems. There's always opportunity, and as far as product marketing goes, I think what people do on social channels is fantastic, but I think if you're not getting the results that you believe that you could, or the results that you want, you need to keep changing it up and until you get results that are working for you. And when I talk about that, I talk about ROI, and I talk about, for every dollar that you spend, make sure that, you've got a big chunk of dollars coming back through the door. So, but don't just put something out there and keep putting the same thing out there. That whole analogy about banging your head against brick wall, don't do it. Change it up, change something. Don't just keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. The other part of it is, as far as sales strategy, sometimes less is more. We recently, in the last 12 months, we've gone through a period where we have literally deconstructed our entire sales and marketing strategy to the point where all of us, we've started disconnecting, or we did start disconnecting third-party services. We were really determined to do an audit on what was working and what wasn't working, and what particular services were getting benefits from other services. And when I talk about this, I talk about your affiliate channels, I talk about your, you know, your SEO and your SEM marketing. I'm talking about your remarketing and your retargeting, everything, literally everything you do. Quite often, a number of these things will, you know, have a certain level of performance, but it's also based on another third-party service actually contributing to that performance. So we took a real leap of faith and we deconstructed everything. We reviewed it and then we started putting it back together. It was pretty scary turning off services that you know are delivering a result to, you know, to your revenue stream. It is a little bit terrifying. It needs to be done in a controlled environment, and it needs to be monitored, you know, by the minute when you do it. But what we've learned out of that is we've found the third-party services that really, really punch above their weight, and we backed them more heavily than the ones that were relying on the great performers to deliver a result. We've switched off a couple of things, and it hasn't been detrimental. But by literally creating this shift in how much we back certain services over the other, we've seen in the last, say, 6 to 8 months, about a 15 to 20%, depending on the day, uplift in our sales revenue. And that's totally attributable to just auditing our third-party services and what they provide for the business.
A truckload of awesome information right there. Really appreciate that. That is most helpful. I'm sure the listening audience agrees with me 110% on that. Lastly, what are the trends to look out for this coming year in 2019?
Look, I think what you're going to find is that specialty retailers, especially independent retailers, are going to become more and more specialized. And the reason for that is with the in Australia particularly, we're now dealing with an overabundance of marketplaces. So we had quite a, you know, a good little marketplace thing going. We had eBay and we had a couple of other players in the space and it was good. And then last year when Amazon launched here, marketplaces went into overdrive, and now we've just got so many marketplaces, it's crazy. So what that does, of course, is create a little bit of a price war, and you know, people are buying on price, which I think is great for the consumer, but it can be difficult for the retailer. So where you're a large retailer who engages a lot of marketplaces, I think that and you have a vertical program of brands and products, I think that that's fine. But where you're a specialty retailer, I think what you'll find is that more and more specialty will become more and more specialized. So, you know, your outdoor retailer that might have done all the different categories and genres of outdoor pursuit might start to focus in on climbing and become way more specialized in climbing or trail running, for example, or hiking or mountaineering, whatever it is. I think you're going to see, particularly in our market, more and more businesses and more retailers becoming more specialized, better at what they do, finer niches so that they can literally find that place to exist in and around the marketplaces, because the marketplaces do take quite a large volume of traffic, and you know, they are a bit of a force to be reckoned with, absolutely. But the beauty of what they don't understand, particularly in a technical environment, they don't understand the nuances of the technical customer. And so where you sell a technical product, I would say for anyone, and this could be somebody who's in trade tools or, you know, somebody who's in instruments or whatever, I would say become more specialized at what you do. Focus more on being more technical, because that's the thing that the customers who are purchasing those items are going to appreciate the most. And that's the thing that the, you know, the Amazons of the world, unfortunately for them, they don't have the time to address that. They have to hit the, they have a far more, you know, generic approach. And so there's a place to exist and there's a place to thrive in and around what's going to happen in the next, say, 12 to 24 months here.
Well, Mr. Somerville, most helpful and most informative, and can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today on behalf of Wild Earth here on eCommerce Radio. Where can listeners shop around and or get further details on Wild Earth?
Okay, we're at www.wildearth.com.au. I really appreciate your time and love your show. Thank you.
And thanks for your support and those kind words. It is wildearth.com.au. Mr. Somerville, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
No problem at all. Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Chris Somerville, the general manager at Wild Earth, a leading Australian-based online outdoor adventure gear store. And to shop around, visit wildearth.com.au. And a 10% discount coupon offering is available to all EPN listeners, and the coupon code for that 10% discount is EPNVIP in all caps. Again, that's EPNVIP for your 10% discount. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.